Republican County Councilman David Marks, who represents Towson, has been pushing the circulator idea for a while.
I campaigned on this in 2010.
That was three elections ago.
This is a good example that in government, things take time.
And it can take time to get through Towson. There's no room to build any more roads, and traffic snarls are common. The hope is some people will keep their cars parked and ride the circulator instead. For years, the circulator project was blocked by a powerful skeptic, the late Kevin Kamenetz, who was county executive from 2010 until his death in May of 2018. In a 2014 interview, Kamenetz said Towson is in the suburbs and people who live, work, and shop there like their cars.
Most of those people aren't going to utilize a bus to get there. And it's not the type of pattern, probably, that is amenable to people using a circulator. So it's kind of something that sounds good, but who's actually going to ride it?
Proponents of the circulator believe the answer to that question includes seniors, shoppers, and college students. There are two proposed circulator routes. Both would serve Towson University and Goucher College. Baltimore County Executive Johnny Oshevsky supports giving the Towson circulator a three-year tryout. DeAndrea Walker, Baltimore County's Acting Director for Public Works, says the goal is to have at least 200,000 riders on the circulator by the third year to prove that it's viable.
We're happy with it if we get close to the 200,000. That won't be the only determinant factor to say whether or not the pilot will be successful, but ridership is always important.
Walker says concerns about COVID-19 and public transportation could also impact those ridership numbers. Circulators have to be financially supported to survive. A feasibility study estimates it would cost between $6.3 and $12.6 million to run the Towson Circulator for the three-year pilot. The county did get a federal grant of more than $1.6 million to help pay for it. The rest may have to come from county taxpayers.
The county executive is committed to delivering the circulator program, pilot program, for 3 years.
Walker says to defray that cost, they're looking for more grants and are hoping the large institutions in Towson that will be on the circulator's route will help out financially. The Towson Circulator will not link up with a major transportation hub like the city's Charm City Circulator, which stops at Penn Station. Despite that, Sevgi Erdogan, a professor at the University of Maryland's National Center for Smart Growth Research and Education, says the Towson Circulator potentially could have a lot of riders because it will be linking to colleges, three hospitals, and multiple businesses.
So as a local service, it seems like there is good enough demand to justify the service.
Other enticements to ride: it will be free, a bus will be by every 15 minutes or so, and it will run until 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday. The county has ordered 12 buses, and circulators usually have eye-catching colors. Councilman David Marks likes the idea of a contest to decide those.
My personal opinion is I think gold should be one of the colors because gold is common to both Towson and Goucher College.
If the Towson Circulator works out, a county spokesman says they'll consider a similar bus service elsewhere in the county. You can find the link to the plan for the Towson Circulator, including maps of the two proposed routes, on our website, WIPR.org. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.